This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Hi, I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agronovis Indiana. Welcome to Season 5. It is so good to be with you. Thank you so much for making the Ag Bioscience Podcast possible. If you're new here, this podcast, we get together once a week to talk about the latest happenings in the Ag Bioscience economy. Everything from value-added food to animal health to crop protection and plant science and ag tech, the Ag Bioscience Podcast is where newsmakers in the Ag Biosciences come to talk. Today we're at CES 2022 in Las Vegas. It is incredible the amount of innovation that is being unveiled right here. The eyes of the world are on Las Vegas, and the Ag Bioscience innovation economy is a huge part of it. This week we saw a big announcement from John Deere unveiling their first fully autonomous tractor. Bobcat announced a new all-electric skid steer. And we even saw Chevy announce a new Silverado, all-electric Silverado, with a range of up to 400 miles. The innovations that are here are incredible, and we are talking with leaders across the ag bioscience economy who are here making news. Right at the top of that list is one of the biggest newsmakers of 2021 in the ag bioscience economy. It's Egino Caffiero. Egino is CEO and co-founder of Bear Flag Robotics. His tractor as a service company was acquired by John Deere in 2021, and Egino is thriving with inside John Deere. Egino, you had an amazing 2021. Tell us a little bit more about what you are solving and your team is solving at Bear Flag.
Mitch, it's awesome to see you again. Thanks for being here. This is fantastic. Well, thanks for the kind words, too. 2021 was quite a ride, and it ended exceedingly well. I mean, really, like, you know, we're at CES. You know, this is a showcase of the best, you know, frontier tech in agriculture. But really, it's not tech for tech's sake, of course, right? Like, we are here to deliver value to farmers across the world. And the tech is a really fun, cool way to do that. And it's an awesome way to solve the problem. But really, it's about delivering value to the farmers at the end of the day. And that's what we're excited about, right? Autonomous tractors are one of the coolest things that I know of in the world. But without, you know, you working with growers to deliver value to their farms and help them with their business outcomes, really, you know, it has no purpose. So we're here for the higher purpose.
That's what I love about your story, Egino. When we first met, and you didn't create a robot tractor company to create a cool robot. You really sought to solve a problem on the farm. Talk with us about the problem, specifically around labor, that Bear Flag solves and now is part of John Deere you're solving.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's this huge misconception in agriculture that there's this endless supply of labor. And if someone were to quit or retire, that there's, you know, this long, robust line of workers just ready to go. And that just couldn't be further from the truth, you know. The dependable machine operators in these operations, the guys that show up day in, day out, that know the operation, that are easy on equipment, that understand what to do when something goes wrong, those are the most valuable members of a farm, right? And they're becoming harder and harder to find. And so when we deliver something like autonomy, what it does is increase the productivity of the existing labor force, right? Folks can get more done. I think, you know, there's this idea that, oh, autonomous tractors allow farmers to go sit on a beach. And once again, that couldn't be further from the truth, right? Once you have that job taken care of, there's irrigation to attend to, there's diseased crop, there's maintaining the existing tractor fleet, there's all these other things that need to get done. God forbid, like, you go out and, like, actually get your kids football practice, right? Like, so, you know, what we're really doing here is just helping growers with their productivity.
I love it. And, you know, what I also appreciate about your story and how you've tackled this market is it wasn't just a really good Carnegie Mellon engineer, which you are, but you went and you found farmers to be a part of the team. I'm thinking specifically of Daniel Carmichael.
Exactly.
Talk with us about how you integrated producers into the product innovation cycle.
Daniel specifically, that was one of the luckiest, most fortuitous things that happened to our company, was meeting him and bringing him on board. You know, from the very beginning, the ethos of the company was to be in the field working with growers. And we were out there way before we had business being out there. We were stringing together demos and, you know, side-by-sides that barely worked, just trying to understand what growers needed, right? And I think, like, we keep coming back to it, one of the sort of cool things about autonomous tractors and, you know, what Bear Flag was working on was the tech. But really, the important part is, how do growers want to consume that? How do they want to interact with the tech? How do they want to understand what their tractors are doing? How do they want to fix something something when it doesn't work properly? These are all the questions. How do they want to pay for it? These are all the questions that we're working to answer, right? And the only way to do that is to be in the field. And so one of the cultural things that works so well between Bear Flag and Deere, and why this partnership has worked so well, is not only this passion to deliver value to growers, but also being out in the field and stumbling and keeping learning and picking ourselves up and keeping going. And specifically, when you look at the Bear Flag team, what made us successful was those ag professionals that got out there. And if the tractor didn't work, they'd finish that job manually. Like they would do what we said we would do with customers. And I think it served us really well.
It's an incredible team that you've built, incredible technology. We're also joined by Dave Roberts, who's Executive Vice President of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, also the Chief Innovation Officer for the state. Dave, we are here at CES. We're standing in front of the John Deere booth with Egino. There's a brand new, fully autonomous 8R tractor inside. It is amazing. How's Indiana tackling CES? Why is it important for us to be here?
Yeah, so Mitch, thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be on with you. It's so important to Indiana because as we think about where the state is going, where technology is going, it's intertwined, right? So the strengths that we've had historically around manufacturing, agriculture, life sciences, none of those are birthrights. They're all being disrupted, by transformative technology like John Deere is developing, literally the thousands of others that are here at CES. It's really important for Indiana, to be here. Brand recognition, thought leadership, participating, being on panels, meeting with transformative leaders like Egino and the other folks from the John Deere team. You got to show up. You're not going to win the games if you're not in them. And so we're pleased to be here. This is the first time that Indiana has showed up. We're co-exhibiting with the Indy Autonomous Challenge, which is a fantastic sort of demonstration of technology as well, off the road, and so we're pleased with that partnership, gotten a lot of attention out of that. We're here to promote Indiana as well as make sure that we're at the forefront of those disruptive trends that are occurring literally and everywhere you turn around, from little gadgets and trinkets to massive machines and equipment that John Deere is creating today.
It's incredible to see the role of autonomy here at CES. We see it clearly with John Deere, and we apply it to the Ag Biosciences. But what you and the team are doing with the Indy Autonomous Challenge is also creating a platform for innovation around autonomy. Talk more about what's happening with the Indy Autonomous Challenge.
Yeah, so thanks, Mitch. It's really important to us because when we look at the automotive segment, we're second in gross state product behind only Michigan. On a raw basis, not per capita. So it's very, very important to Hoosier workers. And as we look at what that future looks like, it's autonomous and it's electrified. So we need to be at the forefront of both of those trends. The Indy Autonomous Challenge itself has just been a fantastic way to have technology iterate very, very quickly. From a thumbnail sketch 2 years ago to having a competition this October, you had nearly three dozen universities from around the world competing, forming teams. But ultimately, the value to manufacturers or to creators of the products was that their product was iterating over the course of 3 months what would have taken maybe 2, 3, 4 years. So competition drives that innovation. But there's also just been a lot of collaboration. So for the state, again, we want to create a cluster of activity in autonomous technology. And that's part of the storyline. So we're happy to be here.
That's great. And autonomy being such an important piece, I want to come back to you. There have been a number of stories coming out as we stand here in the shadows, this beautiful 8R tractor. We're taking the farmer out of farming. It couldn't be further from the truth, right? This is, to your point earlier, about this is giving scale. This is creating scale. We heard it from Dave and what the team's working on with the Indy Autonomous Challenge. Talk with us more about how important it is to create to create autonomy around some of those more rote tasks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like this is all about increasing the productivity of the individual farmer, right? I don't know a single farmer that has extra time in their day, single farmer that's thinking about, how to spend their free time and how to fill their long, boring days when in the fall or the spring or whenever it gets busy. I mean, and this isn't new for John Deere. This isn't new for ag, right? We've constantly, every step, we've been increasing automation. This is the form factor of the tractors. Tractors are getting bigger. You know, planters are getting more efficient. Tillage machines are getting more efficient. These sprayers today are absolutely incredible. You know, we have these massive booms that allow, you know, farmers to do more with less, right? And autonomous tractors are really just an extension of that. How can we empower growers to do more with less?
It is incredible. Now, I've got a couple questions for both of you. We'll do a real quick rapid fire round, and then we'll wrap up. So just a number of innovators here at CES 2022. The coolest thing, and you, Gino, you can't say the tractor inside. The coolest thing you've seen at CES.
You know, Mitch, they don't let us out too much, but these electric motorcycles next to us are pretty cool. I want to go take a closer look at those.
All right, so if we see a Gino on a motorcycle soon, we'll know. Dave, what's your the coolest thing you've seen here at CES 2022?
Yeah, other than the autonomous car, the race car in our booth, it absolutely has to be the Tesla boring tunnel, which actually isn't in a booth. It just gets you from place to place. I think it's going to transform the way that urban transportation takes place.
It is incredible. So Dave led me on the right path. You literally take a Tesla underground to go from area to area here. It's amazing. Last question around autonomy. It's such a big, important piece of the John Deere story, such a big, important piece of the Indy Autonomous Challenge, the Indiana story, and certainly the story here of CES 2022. Get your crystal ball out, look into the future. What's the future of autonomy as it relates to agriculture and maybe the broader economy?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the opportunity beachfront is just so broad, right? We're talking about, you know, this autonomous ADAR doing tillage, right? You know, beyond that, we're looking at all different applications, right? Like not only planting or carts, but then looking at different types of crops, you know, different conditions in different countries. Like that, we're just getting started here. The future is a really exciting place for autonomy in ag.
Love it. Dave?
Yeah, I'll tweak the question, take a liberty. I think the future of all of this technology is really based in where the talent is, right? And so, you know, let's just state the obvious, John Deere, not an Indiana company, but it means a lot to Indiana and a lot of end users in Indiana, but also to a lot of the pipeline of talent coming out of Indiana, right? And creating some ways for them, you know, talent can be located anywhere and still be contributing. So the strong pipeline of engineers and data scientists that our schools are creating, I think that's really where the future lies.
Gino Caffiero, CEO and co-founder of Bear Flag Robotics, and Dave Roberts, Chief Innovation Officer and Executive Vice President of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Thank you both so much for being a part of the Ag Bioscience Podcast right here at CES 2022. You can always stay up to date with what's happening in the ag bioscience economy by subscribing to this podcast on Stitcher, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Go ahead and hit subscribe, and you can stay up to date with what's happening in Indiana online at agrinovusindiana.com. That's agrinovusindiana.com. You can find research, and you can get in touch with us right there at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus Indiana team, thank you so much for being a part of our first ever podcast from CES. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.